Welcome to Through the Corporate Glass, a podcast that explores career choices.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Through the Corporate Glass. This is your host, Dilip Adiga. I have with me Sushmita Erabatula, who joined consulting about 2 years back and has had a very successful career within a short span of time. I was hoping to actually, talk through how someone who just finished their undergrad joined consulting as their career and what are the pros and cons, what are the various gives and gets that typically people go through to actually start a journey or a career in consulting. So Sushmita, thanks for making time and, extremely happy that you could join us here.
Thanks for having me, Dilip.
Awesome. So, Sushmita, what made you choose consulting as a career choice, right? Especially when you were, when you're going through your undergrad, there are so many choices that one usually looks into. So what made you choose consulting?
Mm-hmm. So it's funny, I hadn't even heard about consulting as a career until maybe I was 19, 20, maybe even 21. I grew up thinking that I wanted to go into medicine, and I was accepted to a direct to med school 8-year program that's what everyone expected me to do, because, medicine is huge in the Indian and Indian American community. Yep. But then just as I was about to accept that offer, I remembered that I was only 16 at the time and that there was a whole world ahead of me and that I really wanted to have options. So I ended up going to school to study bioengineering at the University of Pennsylvania, and I really liked what I was studying and ended up doubling down on taking some computer science and operations engineering type classes. And during my time in college, I had the option to explore various internships and really came down to consulting because it gave me that same feeling of wanting options. Mm-hmm. And gave me that flexibility that I was looking for in my career.
Awesome. And how do you do something like a Big Four, right? I know it's not easy. I know a lot of people, especially who want to get into consulting, they always want to get their experience under Big Four. How do you navigate your graduation to join a Big Four firm?
Mm-hmm. So I was very lucky in that my school had a very strong pre-professional focus and a very organized on-campus recruiting program. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was a straightforward path to network at information sessions, to apply and to interview across the different Big Four companies. Mm-hmm. And if I'm being candid, I did apply to program management roles at tech companies, mm-hmm. and at consulting roles at Big Four and other strategy firms. Mm-hmm. And when it came down to choosing where I wanted to go, Deloitte felt like a great cultural fit with a good mix of both technology and strategy. So I was fortunate that my path was relatively straightforward. I would say that for people looking to join Big Four companies, if there isn't already a dedicated pipeline from your undergraduate or graduate school, then it will be less straightforward. I would recommend, you network with current consultants that may be alumni of your programs or maybe working in the general industry or area of expertise that you may have and try to go from there.
Awesome. For those who probably are not too aware, networking as a term is highly oversubscribed within consulting. And, we attribute our success to a large extent on networking. And I got my first break within Deloitte through networking and so on. So people who are not aware, networking as a concept is, trying to meet and greet people with a dedicated focus of making sure we know that person and that person knows us. So just a sidebar there, Sushmita. But how important was it to network at that age, right? Especially when you are still figuring out whether you want to get into consulting or not. And networking, did it help you get some of the answers that you were looking for?
Absolutely, because at that time you still don't know what being on the job means and what the job entails. So just being able to chat with people, understand what their day-to-day looks like, understand what the career path and future professional life would look like is very helpful to just at least level set and understand if that's a good path for you to do. So I often take a lot of coffee chats from current students who are interested in working at Big Four companies. Mm-hmm. And lots of times the questions that they ask, are about, what do I do? What would I recommend in terms of helping them get an interview or applying to the company? things of that sort. So it's very informal. So for people who want to network or set up coffee chats or are currently students, it's a very informal conversation. Just be respectful of their time is the biggest advice I'd give.
Yeah, no, totally get it. And I, you know, you briefly mentioned about looking at program management as an alternate career path, right? So what ultimately tilted consulting as a choice in terms of, you know, your career choice, right? What tilted the decision?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like, at least when I was in college, program management and consulting felt like they were somewhat similar in terms of the day-to-day work. But I did like that consulting was beyond just tech. So I would have the opportunity to work with clients that were in other industries and also do work that's not just program or product management oriented. So I think 3 years later, looking back on it, I definitely have had experiences that I would have not otherwise had in program management.
Got it. Okay. No, that's great. If there's something that you would have changed or you would have done differently, is there anything like that in the last 3 years, now that you've gone through this journey, thinking back for someone who's probably just graduated in US, right? Mm-hmm. Would you recommend doing, you know, that you didn't do that they should be doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, my mom still wishes that I would have gone to med school, but I think I'm grateful for the experiences I've had so far. But looking back, I do wish I had taken more risks and tried something that was completely out of my comfort zone in college, mm-hmm. Whether that's more internships, like not just in the summer, but during the school year, or mm-hmm. even like trying to work at startups. Mm-hmm. I did, looking at my like resume, you'd see that I did have like a lot of corporate type internships, and I'm grateful for that experience, but I do think college is such a great time to explore and kind of have a different sort of experience as well. Yeah. Consulting, especially as a new grad, is very forgiving when it comes to what background you come from. So, I mean, for any new grads like looking at consulting as a career field, I would say like think about your other options first, like try those out before you settle on consulting.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. In fact, you know, I think every experience counts. So, as you know, especially if you have a PM kind of background, tech background, startup experience, I think especially at that age and joining consulting later on, I think every experience counts. So mm-hmm. great point. Thanks for that. Hey, I recently came to know you got through the GSAP program, and I'm extremely happy about it. Congratulations. So what does it mean to take something like this? And do you foresee MBA being a mandatory requirement to succeed in consulting?
Well, first off, thanks, Dilip. I probably wouldn't have been able to get it without your support. But to give people a background, GSAP is Deloitte's Graduate School Assistance Program, which means that I would be a sponsored student with a guaranteed offer to return at the post-MBA level with my tuition fully covered. And most consulting firms offer a program like this. It's usually a great way for them to invest in younger talent. For me, the way I view it, I think consulting does a great job at training you to be a generalist, but even then there still may be gaps in getting that holistic business knowledge. So using myself as an example, I have an engineering background by my education, and all of my project work so far has been very organizations or operations focused. And I couldn't tell you the first thing about finance, accounting, or marketing, or some of those other business disciplines. Mm-hmm. So beyond just these hard skills, an MBA is also like known for the hard focus on soft skills like management and leadership and meeting other people to expand your network, like we just talked about. So to answer your question, I wouldn't say like an MBA is a mandatory requirement to succeed in consulting, but really there can only be benefits to having that experience. Mm-hmm. I would say it's a very personal choice for anyone considering it. The application process is very self-reflective and gives you that opportunity to kind of think about what you want out of a potential MBA.
No, awesome. No, makes sense. Actually, I would second that. And I always felt, you know, going through the MBA journey was more than just, you know, getting into consulting and being successful there. It provides you that broader perspective. Mm-hmm. But having said that, you know, to be successful, it's not mandatory. And a lot of people have been successful without actually going through the MBA journey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is great. I know you have been actively involved in diversity and inclusion, right? The flagship program within Deloitte. But, you know, what's your take on women in consulting? You know, how easy or how tough is it to navigate as a woman? Like, you know, especially given the given the requirements in consulting, you know, what's your perspective?
Mm-hmm. I do think it's different for everyone. It really depends on what they want. And everyone's experience is so different too. Some people may have a very positive time and some people may have a negative time. It just really depends. Mm-hmm. I know the word work-life balance really gets thrown around a lot when it comes to thinking about women in consulting. Some may want to prioritize their professional success and some may want to prioritize their personal life. And then we have like the superwoman who managed to prioritize both. So I think it's definitely different from everyone. I would say there's usually a lot of conversations about gender equity in the workplace. One big thing that I've become more aware of recently is the difference between mentorship and sponsorship. So mm-hmm. research has shown that women tend to actually have a lot of mentors in the workplace, sometimes even more than men, mm-hmm. Especially with a lot of the D&I efforts that various companies are kind of pursuing. Mm-hmm. But when you look at sponsorship, women tend to have fewer sponsors. And what that means is, you know, leaders who are willing to kind of sort of bang the table and go to bat to help support and elevate them when it comes to like professional success. And so I'm young in my career, so I haven't really had to deal with mentorship versus sponsorship as much, but sort of just being cognizant of the difference, I think has been kind of helpful for me as I think about where I go in my future career.
I think the tilt would be like you potentially would need more and more sponsors as you probably go through your journey.
Yeah.
Is that how you would, you know, look at it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And going back to, you know, like when we were talking about networking earlier, like as you build your relationships in the workplace, you know, identify who you want as your mentors and identify who you want as your sponsors and, you know, build those relationships to kind of go in that way.
That's awesome. A new perspective that I hadn't thought of. Thanks for that. Awesome. Hey, going back to people who are graduating, right? You know, any advice for folks who are like about to graduate and want to join consulting? I want you to, like, especially given your experience, like focus on even if the pipeline is not like really built out the way you pointed out right in the beginning of our conversation, for someone who probably it's not so much more easier. So what kind of advice would you give for such people who are graduating today?
Yeah, so I actually help out with campus recruiting, so I have a lot of thoughts here. One thing I've noticed is that for students who apply with a very business analytical type background versus students who may apply with somewhat of a different background, mm-hmm. you know, earlier we chatted about how people come with a variety of different backgrounds in consulting. Mm-hmm. I do see that sometimes the students with a different background may have a bit more of a challenge, mm-hmm. but I do think that's just because of the way they kind of translate their experiences. So for example, I've met a lot of students who come from an engineering background like me, mm-hmm. which means that they might highlight the research work or the projects that they've done, and they use these big scientific or technical words. And it's impressive. It's very impressive in its own right, but like they can think about kind of shifting the lens when they're applying, right? So did you present your research findings at your weekly lab meeting or at like an annual conference? Mm-hmm. Did you convince someone to award you like a research grant, right? So even in those very technical fields, they may have some experiences that are a bit more translatable to what they might be doing in consulting. So that's a piece of advice that I would have. You know your experience well and know how you can translate that to be applicable for consulting.
Awesome. That's a great piece of advice. So, I mean, to summarize, I feel like, you know, translating your experiences in the right way that is relevant for someone who's looking at your resume or to look at your as an optional candidate. Second, mm-hmm. make sure you network with the right set of people, being cognizant of the time that the other person might have, but you know, making sure you get the best out of your alumni and the people that you know, would be a great asset. And you know, since it's consulting, and I need to probably come up with a third point here. Of course, make sure your career path and your choices are dedicated or decided based on the options that you have, and explore those options before you make a choice. Like, yeah. You know, those were like, I would say the three main things that, you know, hopefully summarizes the great points that you brought out.
Yeah, I couldn't have summarized it better, Dilip. You got it.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot, Sushmita. I mean, I really appreciate you making time here. And now I know everyone has hectic days. these days, especially in COVID times. So appreciate you, you know, making time for us.
Yeah, no problem. Glad I could have helped.
Awesome. Thanks. Take care. Have a great day.
Great. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do send us your feedback at throughthecorporateclass.com and follow us on Twitter at corporateclass. You can also email us at feedback@throughthecorporateclass.com. We'd love to hear from you.